ये शास्त्र विधि में उत्सृज्य वर्तते काम कारतः दो जो आर काम कारतः फॉलोइंग देयर डिजायर्स एंड दे आर नॉट फॉलोइंग स्क्रिप्चर दे आर एक्टिंग इन द वर्ल्ड नॉट एज पर द स्क्रिप्चर लॉर्ड से न स सिद्धिम आपनोति दे विल नॉट गेट सिद्धि सक्सेस दे विल नॉट गेट न सुखम दे विल नॉट गेट हैप्पीनेस जॉय हियर न पराम गतिम व्हेन दे लीव दिस वर्ल्ड दे विल ऑल्सो नॉट गेट परम गति Param gati means mukti they will not get. That means those who have not studied scripture, those who are not acting according to the scripture, they will not be successful, they will not get sukh, they will not get param gati, the mukti they will not get. Therefore, Lord is suggesting, tasma sastram pramanam te karya karya bhavasito. How you should act in the world? What is the praman? What is the means? Sastri the means. Study the sastra. Gyatva sastra vidhanuktam. After knowing the scriptures. Karma kartum iha arasi. One should act in the world. The idea is that if you follow the scripture will always lead you toward the mukti. Always they will show you the path toward the param gati. So equation number one, not studying, not acting according to the scripture, number one. Number two equation, study the scripture, act according to the scripture, you will get param gati. No doubt about that. Immediately a question came into the mind of Arjun, what will happen to those people who have not studied but worshipping the Lord? Shastra not studied, but we are worshipping. How you are worshipping? According to my tradition in the family, we are doing that. Arjun says, ye shastra vidhim utsrijya, given up the shastra, not studied. Why not study? Because the rajasic and tamasic, which we have discussed in our earlier class, because those people are very rajasic, they will not study the scripture. Those who are tamasic, those who are lazy, they will also not study the scripture. Only the sattvic people will come to study the scripture. So those who have not studied, they are rajasic and tamasic people. Shastra vidhi utsrijya yajante sradhyanvita, but that doesn't mean they are not worshipping. They are worshipping also. They are worshipping Devata also. They are doing the puja also. With Shraddha. With faith they are doing. Arjuna asks questions to the Lord. Tesam nishtham tu ka Krishna sattva. will you categorize these people in the sattvagun? If they are sattvagun, they are entitled to mukti. Or rajas and tamas. Rajas and tamas, another group. We will not get mukti. Very simple question. I have not studied the scripture, but I am doing puja. With Shraddha, with faith. What will be my fate? Will I get mukti or will I not get mukti? This is the simple question asked by Arjun to Lord Krishna. And Krishna, instead of giving a direct answer, he says, you have used the word Shraddha. This Shraddha is also of three types. Trividha Bhavati Shraddha Dehi Namsa Swabhavja. This Shraddha is also three types, Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic, and it is born out of Swabhava. And what is this Swabhava? We have seen Janmantar Krito Dharmadi Sanskaro Maran Kale Abhivyakta. It is coming from your previous life. This Swabhava is nature, the Sanskar, and in our classes we use the word vasana, your likes and dislikes. It is coming from your previous births, and according to your swabhav you act in the world. As your swabhav, as your shraddha, action. So by seeing your action I can find out what is your swabhav and what is your shraddha. The Lord says this shraddha is born three types, and it is born of Sabhav, its nature, and it is coming from the previous lives. Satyam Rupa Sarvasya Shraddha Bhavati Bharata Shraddha Mayoma Purusa Yas Shraddha Sa Eva Sa. All Purusa, all human beings are Shraddha Mayoyam. Each and every person acts in the world according to his Shraddha. This Shraddha is born of Sabhav because of its nature, which is collected from dharma and adharma from our previous lives. But Shastra has got the power to remove those tendencies, that vasana. Shastra has got the power because Shastra is sattvic. It will always tell you, go this way, not this way, not rajas and tamas. Go, take the sattva way. Shastra has got the power, but we have not studied and not applying Shastra in our life. Therefore, Lord said, okay. You see how they are worshipping. Shraddha mayom purusa yos yas shraddha sa eva sa. As per your shraddha you will act. As per your shraddha you will act. A simple man, a sattvic man will always be sattvic. A rajasic man will be always rajasic. A tamasic man will be always tamasic. Okay, Bhagwan, now you tell me, these people are worshipping. They have not studied the scripture, but they are worshipping in the world. They are worshipping. Tell me, what is their sadha? Is it sattvic or rajasic or tamasic? Verse number 4, Lord says, check their idol. Check the devta to whom they worship.
यजन्ते सात्विका देवान्
यजन्ते सात्विका देवान्
यक्षरक्षांसि राजसाः
यक्षरक्षांसि राजसाः
प्रेतान् भूतगणाश्चान्ये
प्रेतान् भूतगणाश्चान्ये
यजन्ते तामसा जनाः
यजन्ते तामसा जनाः
यजन्ते सात्विका देवान् यक्षरक्षांसि राजसाः प्रेतान् भूतगणाश्चान्ये यजन्ते तामसा जनाः.
You wanted to know the people are worshipping and you want to classify them into sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Okay, you check which deities they are worshipping. Yajante sattvika devan. Yajante means pujayanti. Pujayanti means they worship. Sattvika devan. They worship devtas. यक्ष रक्षांसी राजसाहा, राजसा द राजसिक पीपल, दे विल वर्शिप यक्ष एंड राक्षस. विल सी हु आर यक्ष एंड राक्षस. प्रेतान भूता गणाश्च अन्ये यजन्ते तामसा जना, एंड द तामसिक पीपल दे वर्शिप प्रेत एंड भूत. All are doing puja. One who is doing the devta puja is also doing puja. One who is doing the yaksha rakshas puja is also puja. Those who are doing the bhut pret puja is also puja. Can you say all of them are all sattvic? All will get moksha? No. Devan. So what is this devatas? Devatas, those who worship Bhagavan Ram, Bhagavan Krishna, Shiva, Ganesh, these are devatas. These are devatas. They are sattvic people. Yaksha and Rakshas, the other type, they will worship Kubera. They will worship Kubera. And most of the people are this category only. Yaksha and Rakshas. Who is this Kubera? Kuber is the custodian of wealth in Swarga. Kuber did tapas and Brahmaji was priest and he asked me, ask for a bone. He said, okay, give me a bone. I want to be lord of all finances of Swarga. Finance minister. All the wealth should be under my control. And in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Vittesho Yaksha Rakshasam. In among Yaksha and Rakshas, I am Vittesh. Vitt ka ish. Vitt plus ish is equal to Vittesh. Lord of Vitt. Who is that Vittesh? Kuber. There was no such post earlier, before Kuber. When he asked for the bone, a special post was created. Sometimes in the ministry we also create, na? Special post for you with this. It is said that the yaksha and rakshas, they are heavy built, cruel, terrible looking. Our Gurudev used to also say, Kuber is ugly looking. And he also said that even you will in the world also find very rich people. Well-built, there may be exceptions also, not good-looking. Yaksha Rakshasam. And Brahmaji gave him Puspa Viman also to Kuber. But his cousin Ravan, he took away Viman from Kuber. The father of Kuber was Visrabha. And he has two wives, Devavarni and Kaikali. From Devavarni came Kuber, and from Kaikali came Ravan and Vibhishan. So they were cousins. Ravan, you see, face of Ravan, how his beard, face, how is the father? Furious, ugly. And the tamasic people, they do the preet and bhoot puja. They will go into the samsan ghat. They will sit on the dead body. They will cut and eat also dead body. Bhed, bhoot preet puja they do. So by seeing their sadhana, you can determine whether it is sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. The Lord has given us the description. Sattvic, they will be worshipping devatas. Rajasic, yaksha and rakshas. Practical batao kuch. In our day to day life, we don't see people doing the bhoot pret puja in some samsangat. So Mahatma, they say, if you go to somebody's house, if you see the pictures of the Lord, then he is sattvic. How do we find whether he is a sattvic or rajasic hai ki nahi batao? So when you find in their home the photos of ministers, politicians, shaking hand with president or prime minister, drawing room mein, then rajasic. Children, they make icon, na? Sunil Gavaskar is my icon. Unke ghar mein you will find all the photos of a sportsman or some other. That doesn't mean they are not good people. They are good people, no doubt about that, but their goal is not higher. Their goal is only up to that icon, that rajasic level. It's not beyond that. So you can understand that way. Then the tamasic people, they are active in smuggling, terror, etc., smoking, looting, drinking, plundering. These are tamasic people. Achha, Lord is giving this to judge ourselves. Don't try to judge others with this. Judge yourself what I am doing. Whether I am doing a sattvic puja or a rajasic puja or a tamasic puja. Dekho, when you do the business, if you need any license or in industrial license, you go to different ministry, different officials, and to get it, you have to serve them. Serve them means sometimes you have to give some valuable goods or sometimes you have to give money. What type of puja is that? Is it a sattvic puja? Rajasic puja. Will they get mukti? Bolo! No. Those who are terrorists, looting, plundering, will they get mukti? No. The Lord says, see their puja. What type of puja they are doing? Arjun, you have said they are doing the puja sraddha. Tell me whether they will get mukti or not. Lord said, check. Devi Devta which they are worshipping.
अशास्त्रविहितं घोरं तप्यन्ते तपोजनाः दम्माहंकारसंयुक्ताः कामरागबलान्विताः कर्षयन्तः शरीरस्थम् भूतग्राममचेतसः मां चैवान्तशरीरस्थम् तान् विद्यासुरनिश्चयान् अशास्त्रविहितं घोरं तप्यन्ते तपोजनाः दम्माहंकारसंयुक्ताः कामरागबलान्विताः कर्षयन्तः शरीरस्थं भूतग्राममचेतसः मां चैवान्तशरीरस्थम् तान् विद्यासुरनिश्चयान्
तान् विद्धि असुर निश्चयान् नो इट फॉर श्योर दीज पीपल आर असुर तान् विद्धि नो असुर दीज आर असुर निश्चयान् निश्चित सर्टनली दीज पीपल आर असुर हु आर दे अशास्त्र वेतन घोरम तप्यन्ते ये जना अशास्त्र वेतन घोरम तप तप्यन्ते दो जुआर डूइंग द तप What type of prapancha? Ashastra. They are not following the Shastra. Ashastra bhita, not ordained. Not said in the scripture, asastra, not sastra vihitam, asastra vihitam, ghoram tapyante. They are doing the ghor tap. Like example, tapas of Ravan, tapas of Hiranyakashipu, they did some ghor tapas. And which sastra they followed? Bham sastra. That is called the Bham sastra. Not the Shastra, scripture which will give you mokta, mukti. Bham Shastra they follow. They cut the body of the dead. They will eat it, cook it, eat it. Bham Shastra. Reason for such tapas, why they are doing? So it is said, Damba Ahankara Sanyuktaha Kama Raga Balanvitaha Anvita. They do with the damba, show off. Lot of show off. Kitna puja karte nahi karte, but the silk robe and the chandan tika and all that, they will come in the morning. By seeing the dress, you will find, oh, he is very sattvic person. No, damba, it is show off. Ahankar, ahankar, ahameva shrestha iti. Main shrestha, I am the best person. This is what they think of themselves. Who? Asura. Lord is saying they are definitely Asura. Asura think they are the best. And how they are powered? Kaam, Raag, Balanvita. The bull of Kaam and Raag. I want this. Kaamyate iti kaama. They desire objects. Mere ko ye chahiye. Bas. Kaam. Raag, they are very attached to that. This object, I must get it. Idam avasyam sampadayami, I must get it. This is their raag, this is their attachment. It is the power behind it. Kaam, raag, balanvita. And for getting, for fulfilling their desire, they are ready to cut their finger and put it in the yajna also. One Mahatma said, to such people, if you say, aapka photo na, front page mein aayega, but you have to write a donkey facing the tail. They will get ready. Bola, haan, theek hai, mera photo aayega? Yes. Negative publicity. They are ready to do that also. Tap is a great value. Dhruv and Prahlad also did it and they met Lord. But such people, they will never meet Lord. Never. Lord is not happy. Karsayanta sarirastam bhutagrama achetsaha. Karsayanti, they persecute me. Whom? Sarirastam, I am sitting inside them, I am there. Karsayanti, they persecute me. Body, senses, and my whole assembly, sarirastam bhutagrama, they torture me. How they torture you? They make all these body elements weak. Dekho, sattvic tap is good. You get something there. But if you are doing the rajasic and tamasic tap, that is not good. It is foolish to do that. So how, Lord, you are affected? I have heard in many times in satsang that atma is not affected. Lord is not affected by anything. Whatever body does, how are you affected? Sankaracharya said, Mad anusasan akarnam mad karsanam. My anusasan, whatever I have said in the scripture, not following is torturing me. Mad anusasan, I have said what you should do according to your word and ashram, what should be done is given in the scripture. But you are not following it. Not following is torturing me. Now tell me. Will you find a tapas in the scripture like that? You have to walk on the burning coal. You have to sleep on the thorn bed. Or dig a hole and put your head inside. you will find people doing this thing, this type of tapa. They think they are doing great austerity, walking on the charcoal, burning coal. Or lying on the thorn. In Himalaya, you will find many Mahatma cursing the body. Why are you doing that? So one can ascertain the Shraddha by seeing such tapas. You see, tapas of Hiranyakasipu, Mahishasur, Bhasmasur was all like that. Bhasmasur, after giving, the Lord gave him the bone, he wanted to test on the bone giver himself. Test courage, whether it is real or not. You have given that bone. Let me check. Theek hai ki nahi, before Lord you leave. And how are these people? Achetasa. Achetasa means avibheki. They are not thought properly. Achetasa. So these people, they do the ghor tap, and the tap is like dambha ahankar sanyukta and kam raag balanvita. The force behind is the kam and raag. And sarirastha bhutakam karshanti. They torture their body. And Lord says, Maam eev sarirastha karsyanta. They are torturing me because they are not following the scripture. And such people are achetasa, avibheki, not intelligent people. But Lord, I don't see such people, too many people here doing such type of tapas. Can you give some more indicators to find out whether the people are sattvic, rajasic or tamasic? Or, I am not doing such type of tapas. Tell me some other indicators. The Lord says, okay, yes, I will tell you other indicators also. The Lord is going to tell Ahar, Yajna, Dan and Tap. From sloka number 7 to 22, Lord is going to give indicator to check what is our Ahar. What is the type of Yajna we are doing, sacrifices. What type of Dan we are giving. Even the Dan is also Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. And what type of Tap we are doing, that also is of three types. Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic.
Ahara Swapi Sarvasya Trividho Bhavati Priyaha Trividho Bhavati Priyaha Yajnastapastathadhanam Tesham Bhedam Imam Shunu Aharaswapi Sarvasya Trividho Bhavati Priyaha Yajnastapastathadhanam Tesham Bhedam Imam Shunu.
He said, now you check the ahar, the food which you are taking. By the food also you can find out whether I am taking sattvic, rajasic and tamasic food. Why Lord is giving all this details? Lord is giving this details so that if we are in the rajasic and tamasic group, we can come to the sattvic. This is the idea behind it. It's not for the checking others whether what they are eating. It is checking our own. What we are doing, what type of dan, what type of yajna, what type of tapas, what type of ahar we are taking. Check, and if you find that it is rajasic and tamasic, the Lord will be giving you the sattvic also there. The qualities, the characteristics of the sattvic also, Lord will tell. So, ahar is also three types. Yajna, ahar is also sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. But in chapter 15, Lord, you said pachami anyam chaturvidam, four types. Now you are saying three types. Oh, that was regarding the digesting part I was telling you. Pachami. How? There were four types we are saying. The masticating one, some food we chew, masticating. Another we swallow, just gulp it. Or sucking, we suck. And the last one is licking. Chutney, we lick. Ice cream, lick. Sucking, coconut water, you get the pipe. Even for the, here you get in the water glass also, they give you pipe suck. So the four way. But it is three way, but suppose I want to check myself. Lord is going to give. When we conduct camp, Gyan Yagya camp in Chinma Mission, we have got the whole day program. Starting from 5 o'clock in the morning, there will be exercise, then meditation, then after that, breakfast, then after that, again class, then again lunch. This way, whole day program is there. And nearly 1200 people came into the Dallas camp. 1200. But if you count how many came for the physical exercise? 200. How many came for the meditation? Maybe another 250, 300 maximum. But for breakfast, 1200 all came. But there you cannot judge sattvic, rajasic, tamasic people because the food is only one, only sattvic food we serve. But suppose you go to the party and there is one buffet is there. Earlier in the marriage, you know, there is usually only one type of menu. Now we have got many Chinese, Italian, North Indian, South Indian, West Indian, different types of stations, different type of salad, different types of food, different types of deserts, chaat. Now you go and see where do you go and stand. You can check others also, where are they standing. But you check where you are. And one Mahatma said that all are beggars there. All of them, those who are coming into the party, they are all beggars. They are all standing with their plates. Coming to this counter, that counter, and thoda de do. Bhikari. Well, it is three times, okay? So details, sattvic food we'll see today. What is sattvic food?
Ayu sattvavanarogya, ayu sattvavanarogya, sukha priti vimardhanaha, sukha priti vimardhanaha, rasya snigdha sthira hridya, rasya snigdha sthira hridya, ahara sattvika priyaha, ahara sattvika priyaha, ayu sattvavanarogya, sukha priti vivardhanaha, rasya snigdha sthira hridya, ahara sattvika priyaha,
ahara sattvika priyaha. These type of foods are liked by sattvic people. If you also like such type of food, you are sattvic. Ahara sattvika priyaha. What type of food is that? Vivardhana. Vivardhana means visheshena vritti hetva, that which will increase. So sattvic food will increase what? First is ayuhu, longevity. It will increase your lifespan. Life will be better, long life. This is about the, okay, life. You are talking about the body. What about the mind? Immediately Lord says, sattva, sattva means buddhi, that food which brings purity to the mind. It is normally said, jaisa khao ann, vaisa bane man. Because some subtle part of the food helps in creating the mind also. Then, okay, mind, longevity bhi ho gaya, mind bhi ho gaya, sattvic food will help us in the mind suddhi also. Then what about the strength? Then the third word comes, the bala, strength of the body. Sattvic food will give you the strength. Many people in the society say, bhai, we get strength only by eating non-vegetarian food. A ghas phoos nahi khayenge. We don't get strength. But you see in the creation, in the world, elephant, cow, horse, bull, what is their food? Vegetarian. Do they get strength or not? They have got the strength. Tiger eating non-veg. He is always sleepy. Khana kha liya phir soya. Sleepy. Arogyam. Rograhityam. Food that will not give you, that food that which will not give you any disease. Sattvic food will never give you any disease. Arogyam. Sukham. Sattvic food will give you joy. Mind will remain peaceful. Preeti. Abhiruchi. Cheerfulness. Somebody may say, I get cheerfulness by eating rajasic and tamasic food also. The Mahatma distinguishes. Those who take rajasic and tamasic, they will sleep like Kumbhakaran after that food. But the sattvic food eater will be energetic. He will be cheerful. There will not be any lethargy. Rasyaha, juicy. Juicy. I should eat only rasagulla, it is juicy. No. Or karela juice, lauki juice, like Ramdev Babaji has said, take this thing, karela juice. No, it's the food that has got the juice. Nutrients are there. Snigdha, skalan, food not hard. Sthira, nursing, it should stay in the stomach for some time. Sthira, it should be nursing and stay for some time. But very heavy food is very difficult to digest. Hridya, very pleasing to look at. Very pleasing. And such food should be agreeable to our heart and lungs. Like we see whether our car is agreeable to kerosene or not. Suppose it is a petrol driven car. If you give kerosene in the petrol tank, will it work? It will not work. Similarly, we have to check our machine whether this machine is agreeable to vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Choice we have got. Lord is not going to come and say, hey, mat khao. He will not say that. But we have to see in our equipment whether this equipment is good for vegetarian or non-vegetarian food. Ahar suddha satta suddhi. It is said ahar suddha. If the ahar is suddha, is pure, then the satta suddhi, the mind will be also pure. So Lord gives in this sloka about the sattvic food. What is rajasic and tamasic food? We will see it in our next.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti.
please join us in the shrine.